So let's review. After having discussed the preparations for Yom Kippur, our Mishnah begins with the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The first Avodah every day was Trumas Hadeshen, the removal of some ash from the center pile on the Mizbeach, and place it in a specific spot on the Ritzpah, the floor of the Azar, on the Mizrach side of the Kevesh, where it would miraculously be absorbed into the ground. Zok the Mishnah, B'chol Yom Terminus HaMizbeach, B'kriyas HaGever, Oy Samach Loi, Bein Lefonov, Bein La'achav. Generally, during the year, the Trumas Hadeshen would be done slightly before or after Kriyas HaGever, the time when the rooster crows. Ubiyam Kippur Mechatzais, on Yom Kippur it was done at midnight. Ubergalim Mashmeir Harishaina, on Yom Tiv it was done at the first watch, which the Gemara Mesechtas Brachas pegs at a third of the night. V'lohaisa Kriyas HaGever Megas, Atchahaisa Azara Malei Miyisrael. During Yom Tivim, the entire Azar was filled with Jews before Kriyas HaGever arrived. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Mesechtas Zvachim Daf Pei Vav, which discusses the parts of the Karbanas which are burning on the Mizbeach overnight. Evarim shepaku me'al gabe Mizbeach. What happens if they popped off the Mizbeach onto the floor of the Azara? Koidim chatzois yachzer emoylem behem. La'achar chatzois lo yachzer ve'emoylem behem. If they came off before chatzois, they have to be put back, and they are susceptible to me'ila, personal use of Kodesh property, because it's not Nasas Mitzvah. The mitzvah has not yet been fulfilled. After Chatzos, they do not have to be put back, and there is no Me'ilah, as Rashi explains. There is no Me'ilah because of the principle of Ein Lecha Davar Shenasas Mitzvah Se'moylem Bay. Once the mitzvah has been fulfilled, there is no Me'ilah, because it's no longer called Kodesh Hashem. Now, regarding the Chiv to put the Evarim back on the Mizbeach, the Gemara there in Zvachim explains, Ide is Behu Mamish Afil Ach Chatzos Nami. If it still has meat on it, it must be returned even after Chatzos. Ida les behu mamish afilu kodem chatzos nami loy. If it's completely burned to the point of having become charcoal, it does not need to be returned onto the Mizbeach even before Chatzos. Loy tzricha bishriri. Or as Rashi refers to it as, be'ivarim shemosh l'boy ha'or. The Mishnah's distinction of before and after Chatzos is regarding parts, as Rashi explains there, that have become hardened by the fire to the point of not being considered meat. Rather, they are like dry wood, but they have not yet become charcoal or ashes. Based on Pesukim, the Mishnah rules. Before Chatzos, it must be returned onto the Mizbeach, because it's halachically considered meat. After Chatzos, it does not need to be returned onto the Mizbeach, because it's halachically considered ashes. Menonimili. From where do we derive this distinction? Amar Rav, Kasev Echad Omer, the Pasuk in Parashat Tzav says, Hi ha'oila ha'moikta al Mizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boker, which indicates that the time for Hektar Chalav Meva Beimun, burning the sacrificial parts, is Kala Laila, all night. Because of Echad Omer, the next pasuk, without specifying a time, follows and says, V'lov HaShakoyin Midei Vad, V'Hermes HaDeshen HaShotech Lo Esh HaSa'oila Al Mizbeach, which indicates that the time of Trumas HaDeshen is also Kala Laila, all night. It seems that both of these avoidas can be done at night, which the Gemara at this point considers a contradiction. How can we remove the ashes any time during the night if the oila has to burn all night in order to be considered burnt? Therefore, we must reconcile these psukim as follows. Haketzat. Chakeyu chetzi lahaktaram v'chetzi laharama. Rav explains that we divide the night. Half the night is for Hektar Chalav Meimurim, and half is for Trumas HaDeshen, and the dividing line is Chatzos. This answer is challenged by Rav Kahana from our Mishnah, because this distinction would indicate that midaraisa we cannot do Trumas HaDeshen before Chatzos. If so, how can we do it earlier on Yom Tovim? As our Mishnah says, V'regale mashmur harishayna. And why would we do it later at daybreak every day? As our Mishnah says, V'chol yom terminus ha'mizbeach b'kriyas ha'gever. After all, as Taisa explains, Zerizim makdim l'mitzvus. We generally do all mitzvus at the earliest opportunity. El omer b'yechnan. The fact that both avodos, Hektar Chalav Meimurim and Trumas HaDeshen, can be done all night is not a contradiction. Whatever needs to be burned is burned, and whatever is already ashes can be removed as part of Trumas HaDeshen all night midaraisa. However, the Chacham said various times based on the need of that day. Kol Yoyim, every day during the year, there was enough time to do it at Kriyas HaGever. It was not done earlier, so that everything would burn completely and be part of the Trumas HaDeshen. On Yom Kippur, the Trumas HaDeshen was done earlier at Chatzos, because the Ikachol should the Kohen Gadol. Since the Kohen Gadol did all the Avodas, he might become tired. Taisa explains that this way, he can rest before beginning the other Avodas. He will be able to begin the other Avodas immediately at daybreak, and complete the entire Avodas Yom Kippurim earlier in the day before he becomes weakened from the fast and all the exertion. On Yom Tovim, the Trumas HaDeshen was done Miashmur HaRishayna, even earlier. The Nefisha Yisrael Benefisha Karbanis, because there were many Karbanis brought by the multitudes of Oile Regalim, and they wanted to get started immediately at daybreak. This is what the Mishnah means when it says, the Azara was filled with Jews before the time of Kriyas HaGevra arrived. Regarding Evarim Shepokum al Gabi Mizbeach, Rabbi Yechanan cites another source for the dividing line of Chatzais. The Pasuk Hiyo Eila Moikta al Mizbeach Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoker teaches that Hektach HaLavim VeMurim is all night. By stating Ad HaBoker until morning, which is redundant, Rabbi Yechanan says that it's teaching Ten Boker LeBoker Shalaila, add a second morning to the morning that replaces the night. There is another halachic morning that acts as a point of separation, and that is Chatzos. My Kriyas HaGevra. The Gemara now gives two explanations of the term Kriyas HaGevra. Rav Amar, Kavar Gavar. Rav says it means the call of a man, referring to the man who would wake the Kehanim when it was time to do the Avodah. Rav Shila Amar, Kavar Tarnagoyla. Rav Shila says it means the call of the rooster. The Gemara cites a brisa in support of Rav. Givinu Kavar's Mahu Aymer. Givinu the announcer would say the following when it was time to do the Avodah. There is also a brisa in support of Rav Shila. Someone who travels alone before Kriyas HaGevra is guilty of causing his own death. And the brisa concludes, "Uve'eza tarnagol amru, tarnagol benini." What type of rooster are we talking about? An average rooster. We see that Gevra in this context means rooster.